This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Family Farm, Luke Bryan bringing us into another episode of the American Family Farmer, which you can access the podcast every week. Different information for you, trying to help your farm be more successful. The American Family Farmer Show.com is where you go. And this program brought to you in part by Martha Stewart and her new enterprise, Martha and Marley Spoon. This is especially poignant, I think, for people on the farm, because we're always focused on the food that's grown on the farm, and this stuff comes from local farmers, ingredients that get delivered straight to your door, makes it easier than ever to cook a really good meal. So for those listening, we have farmers' interests here, farm businesses, locavores that like the food that we're growing on our farms. This is a good, like, out-of-season way for you to get the best kind of a meal. If you want to be part of Martha's free test taste, you get three free meals when you text the word fork to 246-810. Okay, great food. Text the word fork, 246-810. Easy to prepare. First 100 people to text the word fork to 246-810 right now can be part of the free taste test. Three free meals. Text fork to 246-810. I'm happy to report to you that it's finally feeling like spring, at least here in New England where I am. As I do this program, I'm looking at sunny skies for the first time in what seems like a long time. And it takes its toll. This weather takes its toll in many different ways, psychologically, economically. I can't get on any land. It's the middle of May. Can't get on any land. I can't spread fertilizer. I have a lot of, I have a nutritional kind of neat base of fertilizers and wood ash and that kind of stuff. Can't, it's too heavy. You can't harrow fields to prepare them to plant them. You just can't do anything. And I know that that scenario is being replayed all over the eastern part, midwestern part of our country. So maybe we just, we think about it and not much you can do about it. It just is frustrating. I've been meeting with farmers of all types because I'm trying to sort of get interest in the hemp program here in Massachusetts, get farmers to grow hemp. There's a whole separate can of worms with that because we can't take action because the state refuses to get with the rest of the program, if you will. There were a lot of winter meetings. I've been to both the Farm Bureau meetings and to the National Farmers Union meetings, talking about a lot of things going on in Washington. Unusually, well, it is usually the case, but unfortunately, we are so focused on what's going on in Washington and the farm bill now with this weather and the trade program. I usually spend the first few minutes of each of our get-togethers talking about the news, and I think that this, especially on the heels of the unsuccessful trade negotiations with China, the White House is going to increase tariffs, and it affects $200 billion worth of goods from China, and at least that much, if not more, coming from our country. And much of the imports that China takes in are agricultural in nature. So the farmers are getting in the chops again, and because of that, and because of the weather, and because of the big ag businesses trying to put the smaller mid-level farmers out of business, we get this continuing fight on our hands. And, you know, you wonder, okay, why am I doing this thing? This is really a time when a lot of people, I know a lot of friends of mine who are agriculturalists who just say, you know what, I'm fed up with this. The government screws up everything, the weather, the economics of these huge agribusinesses, Cargill, and the like, just trying to poach on everything that we do. The quality isn't there, but yet people don't seem to care. They want cheap. So at what point are you going to realize, folks, those of you listening who are not from the farm community and aren't locavores, that will pay the price that they need to pay in order to have good food? The Chinese say they're going to enforce necessary countermeasures. And again, that basically, even though they are unfair, you're not going to hear anything good for me about the Chinese. I think they're scurrilous, cheaters, unfair, manipulative, come up with any number of words. Their trade practices are clearly a problem that need to be fixed. There's no question about that. But addressing these practices has kind of created a new problem for American farmers. Form of lost export markets, commodity glut here in our country, severely depressed prices. The commodity markets are going this week. They've suffered with the rest of the market because of this trade war. Stock market went down a couple of days. Now it's back up a bit. But the commodities markets are not. Corn and soybeans, certain things like that, are at the heart of the trade war with China. Escalation suggests there's no end in sight. Looks like there isn't another real serious meeting until next month at some point in time. So at this point, what can you expect? Export markets are not going to go back to where they were. The damage has been done. And so how is it that you look at the economy, what's the economic outlook for you? I would like to think and like to feel like it was better and that we're going to have a better year this year. But between the weather and the trade and the escalating fight for control of the food dollar from the big agribusinesses, doesn't look good. You get kind of nearsighted here. I think we look at our own farm and to a point lose touch with the industry and what's going on. There are a lot of the ag schools that are trying to explain what the outlook is for agriculture, and none of it is encouraging. It just isn't. And so why would you go into the farming business? And that's another real serious problem that we're not grasping because people are so used to eating cheap crap. And I just think that we need to be I would advise that if you have extra cash and working capital, you need to hold on to it. The trade instability is going to, no matter what agreements, as I say, we're going to be jammed up here for a while. And it is what it is. 14 past the hour here on the American Family Farmer. In a moment, we're going to meet Bobby Wilson, who runs an organization called Dairy Together. DairyTogether.com is the website. I think you ought to check that out as I bring you into that conversation in a few moments. Right now, if you, as with a lot of farmers, have joint aches and pain, you're getting a little older, and you've, like I have had on the farm, lots and lots of injuries over the years. So my knees ache, my ankles ache, my hips ache, back. I love the farm, and I love doing it, but at the end of the day sometimes, you don't feel so hot. And maybe you get into bed and you don't feel too hot. So here's something to consider. You can feel better. I found this company came to me and said, will you talk about our product? And I said, yeah, this looks like a good thing. Let me try it. So in a couple of days, I did feel better in my neck, my hands, my back, my shoulder. Sierracil is the product. Sierracil. Their joint formula 14 is named thus because it'll help you feel better in 14 days or you get your money back. Guaranteed to work on your joints, all of them. Let's join a lot of listeners, frankly, that are trying this. Joint formula, 14 capsules, $27.99 is the special. Use the code DJV. Normally they're $39.95. You get them now with a code for $27.99 at achefree.live.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value, free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Bobby Wilson, who is the Government Relations Associate for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. You have been around, I'm guessing, I should ask you, are you a farm kid? Are you a lifelong farm person, Bobby?
No, I am not. I am actually a townie, as some of our members would refer to me. I grew up in a small city in a very agricultural county in Oregon, so exposed to farming, but I am not a farm kid. I grew up in town and was really drawn to agriculture in my early adult years.
So the Wisconsin Farmers Union, I belong to the National Farmers Union and the New England Farmers Union. You're a branch of that, are you not?
Correct. So we have National Farmers Union that works on federal policy based in D.C., and we have several, about 30-plus state farmers union organizations across the country.
So you worked as a farm manager in what aspect of farming?
I worked as a farm manager when I was in college. I took a little bit of time off to go work on a pretty small-scale direct market farm. I was a farm manager mostly focused on producing vegetables for farmers markets and milking goats.
How important is your education? And this is for people coming along, younger folks. Try to encourage people who are younger to get into farming. A lot of people who don't come from the farm are getting involved, as a lot of people who do come from the farm go away because they don't like the shape they've seen, they've grown up around it, and so they're going away. So we're encouraging other people, trying to get other people to get involved, and a lot of them have college degrees in various areas. Your college degree is in environmental studies. How does that help you be a better farmer?
Well, I think that that made me care about sort of the broad range of issues, environmental and social issues that are tied to our food system and tied to agriculture. So that was part of what piqued my interest. But for folks who are interested in getting involved in farming, you can do it either from an academic perspective or, you know, folks who are interested in doing farming firsthand, try an internship program, try the Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farming program, which is what I did, and really learn from people who are already out there doing the work. If you're interested in apprenticing and getting into farming as a career.
Your focus now is on dairy. Certainly being in Wisconsin, that's a big dairy state, like Vermont is here in New England and New York kind of used to be. So we're going to sort of zero in on that as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
But the focus on dairy, because dairy farmers are getting it, having a more difficult time, I think, than anybody for a longer period of time. Bobby Wilson is here. From Dairy Together, you can go to the website dairytogether.com. I want to talk about the state of dairy as it not only affects what's going on in Wisconsin, but here, and here when I say here, I mean in New England, but this program is geared at helping farmers all around the country. I just happen to have my experience with cows, basically with Jerseys, the brown breeds, and in New England, I still raise Jersey heifers every year on my farm. And so I'm sympathetic because I milk cows for a long time and sold raw milk on my farm for quite a few years. But the government just made it almost impossible. Weather conditions, the reality that I'm a suburban farmer instead of a rural farmer and all the pressures on the land, all kinds of stuff. I'm not complaining. I miss having cows to milk, frankly. And I think that's the case with so many people who have just given up because of, frankly, I lay the blame, not that it fixes the problem, but the blame goes back to the Bush administration when the Suiza family from Texas that controlled Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers of America got a lot of money for the George Bush election campaign. And so they were given a slot and an opportunity. The rules changed 8 or 10 months into the administration, and they now control about 75-80% of the fluid milk supply in the country. And the job of the last CEO was to make sure that they could buy, instead of $21 or $22 milk, get it down to $14, $15, $16. And he did. He got a $3 million bonus. And now farmers are going out of business left and right. I don't know where these people think they're going to get their milk. But are you dealing with that reality, Bobby, there in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we are certainly feeling the pain here in Wisconsin. Milk prices have been below cost of production for 5 years straight, and we're not seeing any signs of improvement. So here in Wisconsin, Just in 2018 alone, we had 691 family dairy farms go out of business.
Yeah.
So clearly the pressure is mounting. Right now we're heading into spring planting. People are getting those spring operating loans. Some people are getting them, and others are really forced with some tough decisions right now. So I think you pinpointed a really important policy choice that happened that's had a huge effect on the situation. But I really see, you know, a history of just decades of bad farm policy that has told farmers, dairy farmers and all farmers across the board to produce as much as possible, as cheaply as possible to supply food for these global export markets. And it's just really decimated our farm economy, and a lot of farmers are not able to keep up.
No, and the pressure from developers, because we don't have enough housing, it makes the land more valuable. I know my land is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars an acre. I could put 200 houses on it tomorrow and make millions of dollars. I've been fighting to save the farm for years and years and years, and finally I figured out a way to do it with the help of some other friends and family. But it's not, I mean, there are things we can do that are going to make the farm more viable here in New England. Growing hemp is one of the things to use our land on, but that still doesn't help. It helps the farmer survive and maybe in some circumstances thrive, but it doesn't speak to the issue of where we're going to get our milk and the quality of the milk as well. Look at the people that you know that are dairy farmers in Wisconsin. You know they have pride in what they do. You know that they know what they're doing, versus these guys that can't speak English that are milking cows with robots down in Texas and Arizona and California and New Mexico, and the stuff they're producing is crap. So, and it just, it's gotten to be crazy. It is. It's crazy. And the people using the product should be the ones making a lot of noise along with us, the farmers. We continue with this focus. Bobby Wilson from DairyTogether.com is with us.
This is a Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Destiny's Sword is an upcoming combat and strategy game, but with a twist. The game developers have included combat with consequences, where you now have to care for the mental health of your team. Ken Hall is CEO of Two Dogs Games, the makers of Destiny's Sword.
So basically, the game itself is really all about, you know, bringing people together. So, you know, most games focus on a power progression where, you know, as a player gets better, other players sort of get worse by comparison. So in our game, it's really about how much you can contribute to the group and elevate those around you. And the theme is, when somebody succeeds, we all succeed. So players are rewarded for their empathic responses to emotional and mental health issues affecting their characters. They're rewarded for cooperating and collaborating with other players. And they're basically, there's in-game consequences for ignoring these issues.
DestinySword.com has more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, I just heard that people at my friend's company got sextortion emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have a compromising video of the victim and threaten to share it with their contact list unless they pay a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured with Barracuda Sentinel. It uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including sextortion emails.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bubbo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
He can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says it will comply with a broad demand for information by the House Judiciary Committee. The Trump administration now accuses House Democrats of trying to conduct a, quote, pseudo-law enforcement investigation in demanding documents and testimony that Trump aides insist are classified, even to lawmakers. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has made requests of more than 80 people close to Mr. Trump. The White House counsel argues Nadler is trying to embarrass and harass the president. saying he hasn't cited a proper legislative purpose. Nadler has threatened contempt citations for those who don't comply.
I don't know whether they're trying to taunt us toward an impeachment or anything else. All I know is that they have made a preposterous claim.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 116 points, NASDAQ up 88. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake and money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Farmers Unite. American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The American Family Farmer Show website. Go to American Family Farmer Show to get the highlights, the things that we have talked about, podcasts. I'll give you the rundown after we spend a little more time here with Bobby Wilson. Excuse me. This whole business of the Farmers Union. Tell us what you're doing in Wisconsin specifically to help the dairy farmer.
Sure. So Wisconsin Farmers Union started a campaign project that is called Dairy Together. And this is not a separate organization. It's still facilitated by Wisconsin Farmers Union. But it's an opportunity for us to really dig in on the issues that are affecting dairy farmers in particular, and to really build this grassroots movement to create a viable farm economy for dairy farmers and the rural communities that depend on them.
So should we have all of us that belong to the Farmers Union, should we have a dairy together in all of our states? Should there be a national dairy together?
Sure. And actually, Dairy Together was started by Wisconsin Farmers Union, but it is not specific to Wisconsin. We have members and participants from across the country. So really, we are trying to include everyone and have this big tent approach to talk about issues that are affecting Wisconsin dairy farmers, but also dairy farmers across the country. So we are in the process of building this national movement.
You got weather that you can't do anything about. You have politics on a national level. Is it necessary, though, for it to be some of the focus to be non-governmental?
Some of it. You know, there's a lot that can happen through cooperatives, for example. But really, we see the problem stemming from bad federal policies. So we know that in order to fix these problems in the long term, we need to put some pressure on our members of Congress and change the policies that are really driving farmers out of business.
Bobby, do you think it's that it's a result of the larger scale advertising, the availability of cheap food, not necessarily good food, but cheap food, and people buy, they don't think for whatever the reason. Look at all of the problem with obesity in our country, the quality of food, and even the quality once it leaves the farm and goes to dairy farmers or whoever it is that's processing the milk. What comes out isn't anywhere near the quality, at least when the milk comes from these huge farms. You don't get to differentiate between the good quality local farms and the milk they're producing and the stuff that's shipped in from God knows where.
Right. And right now the economic incentive is not about quality, it's about quantity.
Yeah,
it's about producing as much as possible at the lowest cost possible in order to give the masses, our population, cheap food. And so I don't blame, you know, consumers for saying, you know, farmers, you need to go hungry so we can have cheap food. I don't think that it's really worked that way. But when we look at farming as just an economic enterprise and not a system that is so important socially and environmentally and culturally, then we have problems when the only value that we see in farming is the dollar and not the nutritious qualities and all those other aspects that are tied to the food that we put in our bodies.
It's so important. You point out something, the social cultural background and benefit here. And it goes to even the respect that's shown to farmers. I know in my community, I'm the only one who has cows. There are a couple of other producers of produce. There's an organic farm, and there's a regular farmer doing produce, and that farm's been doing it for 190 years. So there's some tradition. But when I get out on my tractor and I'm up and down the roads, they're narrow country roads. People use these roads now for shortcuts to bigger communities. So if I'm out on the farm, or if I'm on the road going, if I'm haying, let's say, bringing a piece of equipment from one field to another, and somebody gets behind me and doesn't like that I'm only going 20 miles an hour, starts blowing the horn, giving me the finger, flashing his lights, yelling and screaming, and there are children in the car that see this. So when I go to the common, we have a little display on the common, and young children sort of make fun of the young girls who are bringing the heifers in to show them to younger children. Younger children love it, but children who are high school youngsters her age make fun of her. And it's that's that cultural stuff you're talking about, showing no respect for what the animals are all about, or the process of growing food. It's just, oh, they're different, so we'll laugh at them. And that, I find that disgusting, frankly. I get angry, and sometimes I get a little mouthy around kids who don't show any respect. But that's part of the problem. The family life we have today doesn't concentrate or focus or even teach respect for things like this that are so important.
Yeah, I think that now, you know, we have less than 2% of the American population farming, and so there's this huge disconnect between average consumers and where their food comes from, and I think that's where a lot of that comes from, is that people in rural areas are fewer and far between than they were, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. And so you see that people just don't really understand the rural lifestyle anymore, or have any respect for rural communities or for farming in general. And I think kind of take for granted what it takes to put that food on the plate every day. And so I think as a society, we really need to value agriculture more. We need to value farmers more. And one other thing that goes along with that disrespect is the fact that we expect our farmers to go to work every day, work 12 hours, and lose money. That's the situation for the majority of farmers right now, is that they're working long days. They don't get these, paid vacations or weekends off. They're going to work every day and oftentimes losing money doing it to feed the rest of the country. And that just demonstrates how little we value farming and agriculture in this country, because what other job would tell you, you're going to come to work and you're going to pay me to do it?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. And it is the bold facts, the broad stroke, the narrow stroke. If we take the number of farms in the past 10 years that were producing milk and subtracted 17,000 dairy farms out of business in the past 10 years, we cannot sustain quality milk and dairy products that way. And there's also the onslaught of phony milk, the coconut milk and almond milk and silk milk and whatever that other crap is. When people interview me, I did a television program not long ago, and the host, because we were talking about dairy, the host said, "Well, what do you think about all of these almond milk?" And I looked at him and I said, "That's not milk. If it doesn't come from a mammary gland, it's not milk." And he looked at me kind of startled, and then he thought, oh, okay. And so, but they keep using the word milk. That stuff's not milk. And so why it is that we allow ourselves to be, taught that milk is bad for us, we have 1%, 2%, the butterfat. We need anybody who knows anything about the body knows how important really good fats are. There's the ignorance of people saying, oh, all fat is bad. No! All fat isn't bad, but it's the education that comes with this and that. And you're right. We have so many people that are trying to, whether in government, out of government, put us out of business. God knows where we'll be in 10 years from now. And that is, my cattle dealer can't find me good quality Jersey calves to raise, as there aren't any around. And Holstein, you're just finding market for cows. It's a tough deal. I'm talking too much about the negative side. Let's go back in a moment to talking about the positives of what is being done and what hope you see as we move ahead here. Bobby Wilson from Dairy Together, website dairytogether.com. Interesting news there and some ideas on how you can take action. We're going to give you that info as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. Here's something for all farmers to pay attention to. If you've got a lot of old vehicles around that you've been meaning maybe to repair or to junk, here's a way for you to support the American Institution of the Family Farm. Donate your car, your truck, your tractor, your trailers, your old equipment, whatever has value to I'm going to give you a telephone number. It's 888-342-GIVE. This is an outfit that's accepting all kinds of vehicles, trucks, as I said, tractors, motorcycles, boats, trailers. If you would like to get a tax advantage, clean up your yard, and help the American Family Farmer, call 888-342-GIVE or go online to the djvshow.com, djvshow.com website, and there's a donate button right there. It says donate your car. Push that button, and you'll get the information. They'll come. Won't cost you anything to have the car, truck, or whatever it is taken away, and you'll benefit with a donation that's tax deductible. 888-342-GIVE, that's 888-342-4488, or complete the form online at djvshow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Farmers find a lot of value in sharing with each other, and so we're going to spend a few minutes here with Bobby. By the way, the ability to give your tractors or whatever you have around the farm to this operation, 888-342-GIVE. You can also find the button at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com in order to give. You can just fill out the info there at American Family Farmer Show, and that's where you find the info, or you find a lot of the past programs. I want to spend what time we have left here with Bobby Wilson on that. When it comes to taking action and doing something, let's go through a list, a laundry list with you, things that you think people, farmers and supporters of dairy farmers can do right now to help the situation.
Sure. Well, big picture, we are looking at changing the policies that we have at the federal level that tell farmers to produce too much. So the problem right now is that prices have been low for over 5 years, and that comes from a glut of milk on the market. We are simply producing more than we can profitably sell. We're seeing huge expansions of these mega dairies that are flooding the market, and it's driving all the small and medium-sized family farmers out of business. So big picture, that is a problem, and that's really what we're trying to focus on with the Dairy Together movement. We think that we need a system to better balance supply and demand and to make sure that we are not forcing farmers to sell their products at a loss.
Well, so, if I may add to that or an adjunct, if you belong to Dairy Farmers of America and the co-op takes your milk, you're creating the problem or helping cause the problem. Find another co-op. Find another way. And I would bet a lot of Wisconsin, there's some local folks who are running little plants and producing maybe co-ops of 6-8 farms. We do that in New England to get Dairy Farmers of America out of the picture. Are you doing that?
Well, I mean, that's part of the problem, but farmers are faced with fewer and fewer options of where to ship their milk because there is such a glut. There are not a whole lot of small, medium, or large size co-ops or processors that are accepting any more milk right now. So while I think that that could work in a different scenario, now that's not a feasible option for a lot of farmers. So
all right.
Really,
I'm going to send people to your website, dairytogether.com, facebook.com/dairytogether. A good thing for all farmers to know what's going on. You check it out at the National Farmers Union website as well. Thank you, Bobby. Good luck.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Let's spend a moment promoting what you can hear that you may not have heard. All kinds of choices. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. For example, the most recent installment is a focus on woodchucks, in part anyway. There's a new organization for dairy farmers called Dairy Together that will hopefully work on rebuilding viable dairy farms. That's one of the things. There's the Bee Corporation, which also is hot here these days. Ellie Sims, who runs this organization that puts bees in the right spots, shall we say, we know we have a problem with bees. So this lady has launched a beekeeping club at Iowa University with a mission to develop a pollinator-friendly campus there. The club generated 300 members in its first year, some flattering media coverage as well. The B Corp now empowering growers and beekeepers by delivering all kinds of help to beehive activities. So I think that's something for you to think about. We all need those bees. Listen to how we can get them at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. And I also opine about the growing woodchuck problem and various ways to control woodchucks on your farm. And in a moment, I'm going to opine on farmer mental health issues right after this.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
American family farmers are focused on all kinds of... We heard us talking about the dairy industry. But it isn't just the dairy industry. It's farming in general. And what the weather does to us. I've been very depressed the last couple of weeks, actually, because I can't get on the farm. We keep talking about what we can't do. And so what do? Fortunately, I have other things in my life. But if you are, as was described earlier, somebody who spends 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to survive in the dairy industry and in other farming enterprises as well, you can get kind of gloomy. Your outlook on life can get gloomy. And I'm not sure a lot of people have access to mental health resources because the rate of high anxiety compared to other jobs is very... suicide among farmers is the same, at the same pitch as suicide among former military. It's a serious problem. So there was a group that got together in, I think it was in Montana. Yeah, it was in Montana. It came up with a good idea. About 100 people attended a focus on farming anxiety. A lot of sympathetic ears. It's kind of like AA for farmers. So I guess what I'm suggesting here is that in your area, if outreach hasn't started yet, perhaps you might, along with some others, start a group that could meet once a week on an evening, perhaps for a couple of hours, and talk about what's going on with you in the agriculture industry and maybe how you make each other see the bright side, because there's always a bright side, looking at the animals being born and watch the seedlings coming up out of the ground. There's all kinds of stuff, and what happens at the end of the season. We all are facing the same thing, especially those of us who have multi-generational farms, the smaller farming communities, where there is nothing else going on except farming. And if it's a depressed economy, the people who live there are going to be kind of depressed. And businesses aren't, in general, going to do well. There are storefronts. You go down through Main Street and the stores are all shut down. So let's see if we can try to work on information to bring us together. There are some suicide hotlines that have been directed and put up in the National Farmers Union. Actually, has done a lot of that in upper Midwestern states. But get a group together and talk about your issues and your feelings. That's a good start to have a better, stronger mental health on the farm. It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.